Cooper's budget proposal prioritizes public education, workforce development, and rural communities. At a press conference in Raleigh yesterday, Cooper highlighted several key recommendations, including teacher pay raises.
My budget assures that all teachers would get at least a 5% raise, including veteran teachers who the legislature keeps leaving out. Some teachers would get up to a 14.8% raise.
North Carolina's average teacher salary falls about $10,000 below the national average, which was almost $60,000 last school year. Cooper says his budget proposal aims to bring the state up to the national average. He says to do that, his plan would freeze tax breaks for corporations and for people who make more than $200,000 a year.
So that is about $110 million that will go for teacher pay next year instead of tax breaks for corporations and the wealthy. And in the coming years, that will make an even bigger difference. It's tax fairness for teacher pay.
Cooper's budget recommendations would also establish a $60 million workforce development fund. Cooper says investing in job training and higher education will make it easier to attract employers to the state.
This $60 million NC Job Ready Fund includes three initiatives to provide for, first, free training for high-demand jobs. Second, helping students on the cusp of graduating with 2 or 4-year degrees at our community colleges and universities. And third, giving employers the tools to boost on-the-job training, like apprenticeships and internships, all the while lowering the unemployment tax rate on businesses.
Cooper's budget proposal would also invest state dollars in expanding broadband access and economic development in rural areas. The plan also includes $140 million for Hurricane Matthew recovery efforts. Cooper's budget proposal comes about a week before the General Assembly reconvenes. State lawmakers must approve Cooper's recommended budget adjustments before they take effect. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.